Welcome, everybody, to episode 426 of RP Grinders on this late edition of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. Gentlemen, how are you?
I am.
Pretty good. Fucking, this show's all, that's it, I'm done, I'm walking off. It's off to another,
rollicking start.
Yeah, dumb start, I guess is the best way that I could put it. Had computer troubles, but I'm here. We got tons of news to get to. We shall get to the news right away. Eric, let's get into it. We're going to try to breeze right along through it. I see Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Even though you suck.
All right. From Sucliner, we have Dead Cells is a roguelike where dying unlocks more of the world. And side-scrolling, procedurally generated roguelike. Demanding players get through its entirety without saves or checkpoints. So that sounds like something I don't want to play now.
Yeah, I know. I was just about ready to say that doesn't sound good, but okay. Any date on this, Eric? Did they drop a date on this? No release date, looks like.
Castlevania-ish, but yeah. So there's currently no set date, but they state they're a third of the way finished and intend to release on Steam Early Access when they feel ready.
All right. That's the story, then. We have no release date on it. Next story, Breakman, if you have it up.
Coming to us live from... Why is this not loading? What the fuck?
Okay. Mug, next story.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Suplex Saga is a wrestling-themed RPG adventure. I am already intrigued.
Yeah.
When a top wrestling generation leaves your career in ruins, you'll have to slowly climb back to the top in turn-based Super Mario RPG-style matches in Suplex Saga, an RPG take on wrestling. This sounds amazing.
Why can't I load this? Suplex,
it will pit players against other wrestlers, steadily fighting more famous ones as they try to reclaim their honor and fame. To fight them, they'll engage in turn-based combat where timed button pressers will increase the power of their attacks or protect against the enemy's strikes. Each attack will have a unique input and timing, offering new challenges every time. So it sounds very much like the Stick of Truth. Winning will require more than just spamming powerful moves. As you fight, you will build up heat by impressing the audience with varied moves. And with enough heat, the player can execute a signature finisher. Players will also be given specific tasks to complete during a match that will net them greater rewards, so players can expect to use all of their moves to get the best outcomes. Players will be able to customize their party of wrestlers as they see fit, making stat changes that let players mold them into the fighter they need. Each wrestler has a specific skill set, so some may be better suited for submissions, power, high-flying attacks, or other styles. Suplex Saga is early in development, but interested players can follow its creation by signing up for a newsletter on its developer's site. I want to play this game.
Yeah, I like the premise. You know, it's all good in the hood, as they say.
I don't know why the internet hates me, though.
What's that?
I don't know why the internet hates me. It won't let me load this new story.
Yeah, that's because it just hates you. The world is against you. But can you bring up the next story, Breakman?
The world is against you. I think that's the name of my video, the only video game, or my first novel.
Yeah, exactly.
To the world ends with you.
Silicon Era comes to us live or something. Zodiac, Final Fantasy Tactics Remix, explores several musical styles. Zodiac... Final Fantasy Tactics Remix will let players remix, proc out, and savor various musical styles as they listen to the remix of Final Fantasy Tactics soundtrack. I forgot the sound effect. That's what happened. Over 100 artists have set out to out to explore the works of Hitoshi Sakamoto and
Sakimoto
and Masaharu Iwata from Zodiac. Final Fantasy Tactics Remix. The remix album offers 63 tracks from the stirring antipyretic. I don't know what the hell that word is.
Antipyretic.
Antipyretic? I have no idea. And trisection to the lighthearted tethering theme. What does that mean?
It's just the
antipyretic. It means a drug used to prevent or reduce fever.
Oh.
Yeah, like it, okay. Like an anti-anxiety drug that I need right now to prevent against you guys. That's what I need.
See, that is not fair. We have never done anything to cause.
Oh my god!
My pardon.
You just—that's you know what?
That's just mean. We have feelings.
Oh my god! I need to smoke a joint right
now. I think the thing is, I think Frank forgets that he keeps his feelings buried away inside a holy dungeon.
Oh god damn it! You're bringing it all out tonight. Jesus Christ!
He opened himself up to that.
I'm going on to the next story. This one comes to us from Gamatsu, and of course it's not loaded. So can someone else do it, please?
I got it. All right, coming to us live from Gamatsu, 5PB has released Corpse Party Blood Drive for iOS devices and Android, it turns out. Yeah. By the App Store for $12.99. The 2014 launch 3D horror game was previously only available for PS Vita. I'm not going to go over all it's just a mobile port right. of an extremely bad game. Oh, I can only hope that it runs better than the Vita version did because that was awful.
I didn't hear it was great, so hopefully
it ran around like 12 to 15 frames per second, and if you had the flashlight on, it was around 8.
Yeah. Freaking Dungeon are really liking your Holy Dungeon reference there. You know what? We should do some Holy Dungeon t-shirts and see if we could sell those. Let's move on to the next story from
And Silicon so we Air. Get sued out of our pants.
Why? Holy Dungeon isn't copyrighted. Holy
if it were Holy Diver, that would be different.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But no, this is entirely different. This is Holy right. Dungeon.
Like in Dio, like the lettering of Dio, but so, Holy Dungeon.
Exactly. But the thing is, you also need to incorporate a harmonica into the logo.
Fuck that, man. Jesus Christ, man. All right, next story from Silicon Era. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Well, see, if we do a shirt, that'd have to be on the back of the shirt.
Well, I got a picture.
I got an idea. You could do like the front, the tiny version of the logo, but you just have like a harmonica sitting there, and then you have the Holy Dungeon thing at the back.
Oh my god, this is awful. Like, this is the worst idea ever. This would cost us money instead of make us money. All right, next story from Silicon Era. From Way of
and
the
by us, you mean you, because you're paying for all of it.
Of course. From Way of the Samurai, we, you know what? People don't know, but we do have a Spreadshirt account on Spreadshirt. So look up RP Grinders. The logo's on there if you guys want to pick up a t-shirt, you know.
Wow, that still exists? I didn't think you could still get t-shirts.
I know. All right, from Silicon Era, from Way of the Samurai to Melding Secret of Mana with Diablo, introducing Obsidian Legacy. DMM.com, the company behind Kantai Collection, and Tuiken Ranbu have been developing a new action RPG, and this game will be released in the West. Obsidian Legacy is developed by Black Tower Studios, and Silicon Era spoke with creative director. There's a whole thing about this, if you want to read it. It's too long for me to read the whole thing, but there's some lovely screenshots of Obsidian with a C. So check that out on Silicon Era.
I like the look of it.
Yeah, I was going to say the screenshots look really nice. A Diablo-esque type
game. Yeah, I mean, I like
they piqued my interest with Way of the Samurai.
Yeah.
I like the bright colors and everything.
Yeah, I do like that. That's really cool. All right, next story, Eric. Did we lose Eric? I guess we lost Eric.
Sorry, I had it on mute.
Oh, okay. Eric, go ahead.
I can't blame you. I'd mute us, too.
I know. I'd mute.
I can't mute you. I can only mute myself.
Oh.
I would mute the harmonica. That would be cool.
Anyways, this is from Gamatsu. Stranger of Sword City Revisited coming to North America as a digital-only title at the PSN at that on February 28th. I guess the Xbox and Windows version sold like ass.
Hmm. So how much?
Rather Steam Windows, but whatever. Yeah. So Stranger of Sword City Revisited was previously covered as a new interpretation of Stranger of Sword City. Will launch for PS Vita as the only title in North America on February 28th for $29.99. That's a lot for a digital title that has been around for a while already.
Yeah,
that's only slightly updated.
That is kind of an obnoxious price.
Yeah, definitely won't be buying it for that price. That's way expensive for.
The new content would include new classes, reworked combat and gameplay system, items in additional dungeon. Players will be able to enjoy different experience from the original game. Mm. That's what the press releases. Okay. I mean, I don't know how changed up the combat is, and I only spent about 10 hours for the review of the Xbox One version, and the PSN version, or the PlayStation Vita version, the Windows versions aren't that much different.
Mm-hmm. All right. Definitely not worth the $29.99 from what I'm gathering, Eric. So, all right, next story.
Well, if you haven't bought it already, then I guess it would be worth it, but...
Yeah.
All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from... What is this? RPGsite.net?
Yep.
Okay. Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age, releases July 11th in North America. During the Final Fantasy 30th anniversary event in Tokyo, producer Hiroki...
Listening to Blake Mango Japanese pronunciation is the highlight of my week.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely going to – matter of fact, I'm going to mark that down as my sweeto.
You should be glad, Blake. You bring joy to other people's lives.
I'm sorry, as much as
– Oh, God. And sweet sorrow to me. Actually, not sweet sorrow.
Yeah, but you don't count.
Oh, I'm sorry, Japan.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, you can check out the trailer for Tokyo Game Show. Also, check out some new Japanese cover art. Why am I saying this? Because only the people in chat can see it.
Yeah, I know.
Oops. Sorry.
Just look up. It's got some neat artwork as the
norm. This story hasn't gone well for me. Let's please move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's see. Who am I?
So I can cry in my beer.
Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming to us live from RPGsite.net. Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire announced a coming to crowdfunding service Fig. As in Fig Newtons.
Fig is actually a Double Fine's Kickstarter type thing.
Okay.
Only you actually invest in the game as an investor.
Yeah. Okay. Obsidian has officially opened the Fig crowdfunding campaign for Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire. They've also revealed a new trailer detailing the game's premise alongside commentary from the development team. While Obsidian has been heavily teasing in Pillars of Eternity 2 on its Twitter account, Polygon spoiled the surprise earlier by posting some details about their newest title, which is Pillars of Eternity 2. While the Polygon article has since been taken down, we should hear some more specific on the details. But yeah, it looks like it was the original version of it. We'll see a crowdfunding effort similar to the highly successful Pillars of Eternity Kickstarter. On a goal of $1.1 million, Obsidian received nearly $4 million for the then-Project Eternity. Obsidian is again seeking $1.1 million for the Deadfire. However, the sequel will use a different service, Fig.
Probably because they get to keep more of their money through Fig, I would assume. That's probably why. But
yeah, I still haven't bought the first game because it's still kind of pricey.
Yeah. It looks pretty nice. I mean, like the screenshots and stuff, like it has nice use of color and decent detail. It actually has kind of a Baldur's Gate sort of look to it.
Yeah. I was going to say it does look like those old D&D games, which is cool, just kind of updated. But all right, hopefully that's – I'm pretty sure that'll get funded. If the first one did that well
– I think the first game's also getting brought to the consoles as well.
Yeah, Dungeon says Pillars is really good. Terrible save system, but the game is awesome. So hopefully –
maybe that's something they can fix for the console ports.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't take terrible save system.
I know.
Even if the game's good, it's gonna have.
Does that mean it's like autosave and there's only one save file and?
That's what I was just saying. I just asked him in chat.
That is very vague. There are a lot of ways it could be bad. Like one, like it only saves at certain points.
Right.
And then,
right.
Like Metroid Prime, for instance, I could never beat the ending because it saved instead of saving before the boss, it saved before the whole level.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that, although I did beat that.
That pissed me off.
You mean there's a game I beat that someone else didn't? Holy shit, that's awesome.
Game's checkpoint system in Metroid Prime 2 is annoying because you can fight the Ing, but then you have to fight Dark Samus right afterwards, and that's just bullshit.
Yeah, maybe this next
game... You have to do it all over again.
Maybe
the sequel has save problems too. Great. Yeah. when maybe, I didn't play it.
Maybe this next game won't have...
Dungeon Muster clarified. It takes so damn long to make one or load one after a while. It's because of the Unity engine, from what I heard, so there isn't anything they can do to help speed it up. Ooh, so it really just takes forever. I think I could tolerate that. Yeah, I can tolerate it long.
Yeah, he said it's being fixed in the sequels, so I heard, which is already a super plus. So.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to next.
As long as I don't have to save like all the time.
Can I just skip the first game and play this, or do I have to play both?
I don't know. That's a question for Dungeon. He's played it. Let's talk about this next game. Fairy Fencer F Advent Dark Force for the PC launches February 14th from Gamatsu. It was originally released for the PS4. PC version offers improved graphics at 1080p resolution, and it gives you an overview of the story. So look for that February 14th, Fairy Fencer F. So there you go. I do remember. What is that? What's going on?
That was my bad. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right, next.
I hit the mic. I was going to scratch my nose, and
no worries.
I touched the mic, and I got excited, and yeah. We went from there.
All right, next story, Eric. Excited, gross. What are you doing with that mic, break man? Jesus Christ. All right, Eric, next story.
And then chat crashed on me. Awesome. Great. That's wonderful. Really wow.
Cool. Next story is that Europe finally has a release date for Yo-Kai Watch 2, which is April 7th, and I'm surprised it even takes this long.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's cool. Yo-Kai Watch, those games are... pretty popular, from what I gather. I never played.
Especially since it's more popular in Europe. Why haven't they got it sooner?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Final Fantasy 15 PS4 Pro update launches February 21st, and the Chapter 13 update on March 28th. They gave out some details for the updates in DLC. The updates are for February 21st, the PS4 Pro Full HD 60 frames per second support. Not always 60 frames per second, but a maximum 60. There are some limited time quests, which is a horrible idea in a single player game. Quests that you can only take on for a limited time. This time it's hunts, but in the future there will be different quests such as fishing. Level cap has been raised to 120. Your experience points won't count toward past level 99 until after the update, meaning you can't start stocking up experience points before the update. Photo capacity increased from 150 to 200, and you can use the music player while riding a chocobo. And on March 28th, Chapter 13 will be enhancements to the final stages of the game, including Chapter 13. You'll be also to play as Gladiolus for a short period. For DLC, there's a Booster Pack Plus on the 21st, which is a boost sword, a dragon mod fishing rod, and an avial, which is a reel, I guess. Booster Pack is free version, which is due out at a later date. Includes the Invincible Suit Magitek Exosuit for Noctis, Gladiolus, Prompto, and Ignis.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I say there's the publisher of Power Rangers pointed out the design of the suits might be too similar, so they were delayed to a later date in order to revise the design.
Did it say Power Rangers specifically, or are they talking about Super Sentai?
No, Power Rangers is what.
Because I know that Sabana's kind of bullshit about thinking it owns exclusive rights to anything Sentai.
Yeah, whatever. Like, that stuff is so dumb. Like, I'm glad, though, that they gave him a chance to revise it instead of letting them come out with it and then sue their pants off. So, that's cool. All right, anything else, Mug, on this? Or is there more?
There's a little bit. The episode Gladiolus DLC is coming out the 28th. Episode Prompto DLC is coming out in June, not specified. There's going to be a survey for each region regarding what users want to see in future updates, and they will announce the details later. The Regalia, which is a car, will be able to be free-driven, so you can use it outside of designated roads.
Oh, great. Grand Theft Final Fantasy.
I know. The Platinum demo Final Fantasy 15 is going to be taken off of the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live on March 31st.
All right.
Which is the only... there's not much... I played it, and there's not much to it, but I think if you complete it, there's a little bit of DLC that you can get.
Hmm. Okay, cool. All right. Breakman, next story, please. Did we lose Breakman? Breakman, are you there? Eric, next story, please.
Next story is the Lucy story, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Use detective skills and supernatural abilities to solve Lucy horror stories, murders. Killer has been leaving bodies all over the city, like they do, leaving a bloody ticket on them as his calling card. Lucy, a young detective, must use her deductive abilities as well as a budding supernatural skill to solve them in Lucy horror story. And how players exploring several different crime scenes, collecting clues and talking to people nearby. Over time, they'll be able to speak with more supernatural presences, such as ghosts, I guess. Learning information from all of them that will tie together these cases and play her towards her killer's identity. I hope it's better than that one a murdered suspect game.
Oh, murdered sole suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, never played it. I like.
It looks like it's being made with RP Gamer or RPG Gamer.
I like
no RPG Maker. I mean, sorry.
I like these games like this, but it's really hard for me to suspend belief when I'm looking at, like, you know, like 8-bit ish graphics. Like it's very rarely.
Maybe the writing's really good.
Yeah, that's. I was gonna say, like, Corpse Party did a fairly good job of it. You know, I say 8-bit, but more like 16-bit. But yeah.
Did you ever play To the Moon?
No, I didn't. I heard about
you
that.
You really, game, really, really should.
Yeah. I played games like, what's that one? Can't Scream or, you know.
I have no mouth and I must scream.
Yeah, I played stuff like that and that was really good. So there are certain games like that that I can play that are really cool. But, hey, Breakman, are you back?
I was never gone. Well, I ran to get a beer.
Okay. Yeah, last
that
story.
Might have been the split second you went to get to me because the fridge is in the next room.
Yep. All right, Breakman, can you do the last story, please?
Yes, come to us live from Silicon Era. Townsfolk die daily in Vidar, carrying dreadful consequences. Well, that sounds like shit. In Vidar, players seek to make their way through a puzzling labyrinth. For every day they don't make it, though, a random NPC will die. Having drastic changes to the town, its people, and the story. Jesus, that's a dick move.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but it sounds really cool, though.
Yeah,
that does sound interesting. Every time you fail, we're going to kill one of these people randomly. Like, wait. Yeah. Like, goddamn, I feel bad enough I died. You have to punish me, too? All the NPCs in Vidar have connections with each other in various ways. As such, when an NPC randomly killed by the forces the player is trying to stop, the behavior of the other townsfolk will change. Uh-oh. Should the developer lose their supplier or their apprentice, it will change the quest they give as well as their use in the game. Should the blacksmith die, that will change things for the other characters. And you won't have a fucking blacksmith.
Yeah, exactly.
Tips will also be reflected in the general look and activities of town, as NPCs will also have jobs and tasks they do. As these go unattended, the city will change. Wow, that's cool. As players deal with the chain reactions of NPC deaths, they will also be trying to acquire tools and figure out the puzzles in randomly generated labyrinth. This maze...
Yeah, go ahead. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This maze will draw from various possible puzzles and situations, forcing players to rethink their strategy on each run at the game, forcing different needs on the players.
This premise here is what I wish, like, games like Skyrim would do. Like, if you lose one character, then it changes the entire game. Do you know what I mean? Like, people have touted that, but they've never really gotten it right. So I'm very curious to see how this is going to play out with this game. I like the premise, though. Sounds really good. What do you guys think?
No, sounds good to us, too.
Yeah,
sounds. I'm speaking for them. Shut up. Shut up, Maury. I'm talking for you.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Oh, God damn it.
Take that.
It's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. That's what you guys conspired just for that, man.
We didn't, but I just figured, like, you know, I'm going to get you for this. You know, play the harmonica. Take
Sons
that break.
Of bitches. Yeah, take that break. Instead, take that, Frank. That's what that is, you son of a bitch.
I wasn't directed at you at all. Oh, like, you and I have no beef whatsoever. Holy dungeon!
Oh, God. This show's gone to shit, man. I mean, it started off shitty, and it's just getting worse and worse, man.
Well, see, the thing is, it got better when I joined.
Oh, God. This is the worst thing ever. Like, worst host ever, Moria Mug, man. I mean, that's – dude, you are quickly
– why are you got to be so you
are,
mean?
You are not only
– Is this Frank's item of the week for this week?
Oh, let's get to that. Let's – Mug is quickly becoming one of the worst co-hosts of all time for any podcast ever. So keep on with that harmonica and the Holy Dungeon references there, Mug. You'll soon get there. You'll soon get to bottom of the barrel status.
Okay, well, in that case.
Oh, my God. You're so stupid, man. This whole show
that was actually an improvement from what you usually do.
Oh, God.
I was like, so basically what you're telling me is I should just play more random notes.
Oh, God. This is
awful. I want to hear some Huey Lewis.
Oh, God. I'm walking off. I'm walking off. He's
an awesome harmonica player.
What was that? Hip to be square?
Oh, no, I was trying to do the with the power of love. But
oh, God. Oh, my God. That's awful. That's awful. All right. That's the
son of a bitch. That was hip to be square.
No homie discounts, but I know we got Twitter questions, right, Breakman?
Actually, there are some homie discounts on Android right now. There are 7 Kimco games on sale for 99 cents, and these are more of the more recent titles.
Yeah.
When I say recent, I mean in the last year and a half, I think.
Yeah.
I think. I could be wrong. All right. But there's some good deals, and Secret of Mana is on sale for half price for $4.
There you go.
I can't imagine that game on the phone.
Yep.
What in the hell was that?
What?
He's putting on a Huey Lewis song because
I. Oh.
Yeah, because that was really, like, that harmonica really captured the essence of that song. But it was.
Shit. Yeah. It did.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Break. Anything on Twitter?
Man, I'd love to go see him on concert again. I mean that because it's a group.
Oh. I need to get a slide whistle.
Oh, Jesus. No slide whistle. And no kazoos either. All right, Breakman, what do we have on Twitter?
The power of love is a curious thing.
Oh, my God.
Make love man weak
and make love
man sing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Mrs. Breakman's booing in another room. Make love man sing.
Change your heart. Do a little what? Oh, God, this is becoming fucking karaoke hour. Go ahead, Breakman. What do we have?
That's fine if, as long as it's Huey Lewis hour. We can do
forget
that.
Forget about Grindr Dance Party.
Yeah. Next week. I'll do a one-hour show.
Yeah. Okay, on Twitter.
Yep.
Oh, God. We're going to start right off with this, aren't we? Would you rather, my friend for podcast, would you rather be raped by a kangaroo or a dolphin? And you can't get away from either.
Kangaroos are pretty hot. I'm going to go with kangaroos. So,
let's see some kangaroos.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, of all the things that I thought I'd heard here today or in my lifetime, that was not one of them.
What are you picking, Eric?
I go with the dolphin because the kangaroos look like they kill you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll probably go with the dolphin, too, for the same reason.
Yeah, because you like
to go off the dolphin.
Didn't we do this last week, though?
Hey, can it be the dolphin? Can it be the dolphin from South Park? That would make it even better. What was that?
I wouldn't even know what that reference is. I haven't really watched South Park beyond the 9th season.
Breakman knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. So basically it's Kyle's dad, essentially. Would you rather be raped by Kyle's dad or by a
terrible? Yeah, exactly.
No, I've actually thought about this because I read this earlier. I would rather be raped by the dolphin because it would happen in water and there'd be a little bit of lube because of the water.
Water is not lube, dude. Water.
It would help. It would be better than pure friction of kangaroo fucking you.
Water is lube. That is awesome, Breakman. You, dude, that made my whole fucking week.
I think we have a title.
Oh my God.
At least any pain you experience would be somewhat mitigated by water.
Yeah, that's my point, really.
Oh my God, that is fucking awesome. That right there. Okay, what else we got, Breakman?
God. I hope there's no more would you rathers. I didn't see one earlier, but you know, maybe he sent us another one. There's something from Eric, but I don't know if you want me to read that or not. There's something from Freak saying, I can't wait for all the supporters of the Confederate flag to forget that they support states' rights. It yep. says yescalifornia.org. It must be going something. Must be going something going on in California as far as like trying to ban the Confederate flag or something. I have no idea.
Well, no, I think I was thinking of it more in terms of a general sort of thing, because all these, you notice how all these conservative types are like basically like, you know, you need to get behind, you know, get behind Trump and all this shit. And it's like, well, what if the, you know, these same people were the ones who were like, well, we don't like the federal government, states' rights, states' rights. And it's like, well, you know what?
You know, this happens every election cycle. Like it doesn't. This is why I hate politics, and I hate like Republicans and Democrats, because it when one person is in power, the other side bitches, and they say things that, you know, our side would never do this. Your side's ridiculous, and then when it switches. It switches. Like, it's the exact same thing. Like, our side.
That's why we need more
than
two parties.
Your party's ridiculous.
We need more than two parties.
Like, they're Republicans saying you need to get behind Trump now when, like, they boycotted Obama.
Right.
Just like the Democrats boycotted Bush and Republicans boycotted Clinton and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
Trump is a whole other order of magnitude.
Yeah, Trump is
different. He's more on a level that's of crazy pants than we've ever seen. But
yeah.
But I'm still saying, like, it's no different, really, what I've seen. Every election cycle is the same.
We really need more parties than two. The two-party system just isn't right. It's not
– Well, I don't think either party represents the majority of Americans.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair statement.
And that's why Trump won. One of the reasons Trump won is a lot of people just didn't vote.
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
You know, because a lot of us are saying, like, well, they both suck.
Yeah, no question. All right, what else we got? Twitter questions.
That's it.
That's it. Cool. Item of the week.
I'm going to look in chat and see if Freak says what was going on, but I didn't see anything.
Item of the week, WEAK, guys. I'm going to tie into what you just said, and it kind of ties into my stinko too, but I think we're going to have like this ongoing thing with Trump and how weak he really is. Like he had a phone call with Mexico, and by all accounts, like I almost took it as it could have been construed as an act of war. If the same phone call would have taken place with, say, the, I don't know what they called, the dictator of China or the leader of China, that person probably would have said, that's what you said to Mexico was an act of war, basically threatening to invade a country. I know why he did it with Mexico, because Mexico doesn't have near the military strength that we did. But what happens when he does that with China or
– or alienating Australia like he just did.
Yeah.
John McCain had to call after him and try to smooth things
over.
Yeah,
that was going to be my stinko. The call with Australia was even weaker in my opinion, because that's an ally. Australia is a huge ally of the United States, and to
one of our most unfailing allies.
Right, they've been there from day one. Like since I believe
he is making the most quick decisions I think I've ever seen. Decisions. And don't get me wrong, because all presidents, when they get into office, they make the executive decisions within their first month. They usually make a lot, but
not like this.
Yeah, like the ones that he hear don't.
Or the fucking that goddamn military raid they authorized without any information and couldn't even be bothered to be in the Situation Room was going on, like, and getting people killed.
That's insane.
Like, and I'm waiting for all these people who run about fucking Benghazi to say something like, well, you know, your incompetence got soldiers killed. Trump's incompetent just got soldiers killed, or at least a soldier. You're not going to hear. Can peep out of these people.
You see, that's going to be my stinko.
And that's what, and that's what I was talking about, like with politics switching. Like the most vocal proponents of each party Like, they are all for everything that their party does. And they and no matter what it is, even if it's the exact same thing that other people did, like one of my biggest complaints was with Bill Clinton was about the rape accusations and such, and how there was no how the women were brushed aside and stuff like that. And I know a lot of like Republicans were with me on that. They really were. Like they were like, you know, Bill Clinton's a rapist. But then Trump gets the accusations. And suddenly those people start saying that, you know, this is ridiculous. These are false accusations and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, I
don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's your guy.
Like, yeah. People are like, oh, you know, it's like, I voted for Obama twice and I was proud to have done so. That doesn't mean I like everything he did. His shit with the like the mass deportations that he did. I mean, because he did a lot of that.
He did more deportations.
People don't realize that's another thing that bothers me is people are a lot of like people on the left are freaking out about Trump doing deportations, just talking about it and
Trump's deportations plans worse than Obama's.
Yeah, right. But at the same time, Obama did a lot of that, and there were no complaints from the left. No complaints at all.
I complained about it. I'm raising my hand.
Right. Yeah, you're not on the left, though, Frank. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like the hardcore Democrats that support Obama. Like they there was not a question about it.
Yeah, there was no vocal outcry about it because
I agree.
And
with
same
you.
Thing like the signing of the NDAA. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, that's some serious bullshit, you know. And I was like, you know, I'm not okay with this. I mean, just because I voted for the man, just because I identify as a Democrat, that doesn't mean, and I'm registered as one. That doesn't mean I'm, you know, I don't toe the party line.
Exactly. Because you think.
Yeah.
I try to, anyway.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's not a matter of them
thinking. Thinking's hard. I know that better than anybody.
It's not a matter of them thinking or not thinking. It's a matter of money. Just follow the money. The Democrats are just.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about following the money trail. But I think more of than anything, it's this I am right mentality that a lot of people have. Like, they want to be right and they want to be validated.
Yeah. No,
people don't like to be proven wrong.
They don't want. It's like they don't even care if they're right. They just want to be told they're right, because it really is all about validation.
By the way, you brought up Benghazi. I think it was you, Mug, that brought up Benghazi. Yeah. This is a Benghazi times 10 because there was, from all accounts, from what I've read, credible accounts, they got no intel from this Yemen raid, and they ended up killing. I think the number stands at 15. That's debatable. Some people say 30. Some people say 15. So let's just go with 15 innocent, what you have to assume are innocent civilians, including a little girl who was a U.S. citizen. I know that sounds weird, but the little girl was a U.S. citizen. The father was executed. Well, that's another thing Obama did that he should have taken a lot more criticism. He drone striked a Muslim priest, an Islamist priest that had ties to Al Qaeda. Sure,
there are a lot of drone strike casualties that are completely innocent people bystanders and people like that.
In three separate. This is what I don't understand about this particular case. In three separate bombings, the father was killed. The 16-year-old son was killed, who was an American.
Well, and Dungeon Buster. I'm sorry. Go on, Frank. I'll say it after you're done.
Yeah, and. This little girl, this 8-year-old little girl, I have a hard time believing did anything terroristic. You know what I mean? So plus a U.S. Navy SEAL got killed too. So if that doesn't put something in your head that says and the intelligence wasn't there, that's why Obama didn't do this particular raid. And then Trump gets in and he snapped decisions to do this. Like there was nothing to gain. By this,
he also tried to blame it on Obama,
right? And then to blame it on
right.
Obama.
That's my favorite part. Dungeon Buster says, "I'm not sure if every cycle of angry voters is quite the same, though. When Bush won or Obama after, I don't remember marches and worldwide mockery being part of those."
Yeah,
right. Because Trump's different because he is, Dungeon Bus.
Oh, I'll go into some detail about how fucked up Trump is.
What I said was because Trump is making a lot of rash decisions. He is going in like guns blazing and changing everything like this when things
and without the approval of Congress.
You need to ease things in for one thing. Like this isn't a business. This is the country.
It's like anal. You have to go slow. Comfortable.
Right. Yeah, and Dungeon Buster disagrees with me. He says it's because they know Trump is an idiot.
Well, he's an idiot, and he's becoming more and more like a dictator each day that passes.
He's pissing off both sides, which I kind of like, but at the same time, not the way he's doing it.
Yeah.
I like that Republicans and Democrats are pissed. But
Bernie Sanders would have did a much better job of pissing everybody off while aiding American people. You know what I mean? Trump has done nothing to aid citizens, like nothing.
Rich white citizens.
I was going to say he is actually doing what he said he's going to do.
Well,
which is unbelievable to me. I can't believe it's happening.
Anybody else?
The things have, like the wall, like it's estimated like it's going to be 2 years after he had started backing off the wall.
Yeah.
Right. Before he was put into office, he was backing off the wall. Now he's in it and he's going gung ho with it.
Yeah.
Getting rid of Obamacare, like he said.
I guarantee you, he's doing exactly
what he said to do.
Oh yeah, but I fucking guarantee you, he decided that rather than backing off the wall and everything, he decided to double down on it again because of like Steve Bannon.
Yeah. Oh, Steve Bannon is the worst, man. I mean, if ever there was a white nationalist piece of shit, it's Steve Bannon. Look, to quickly go through a couple of things.
Dungeon Buster says, I like it or not, America is seen as the world leader defending freedom despite its faults. It's like the person you look to for making the right decisions when it comes to big things. And now we've handed the wheel over to the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, and alternative facts.
And alternative facts.
Right. And MXT's in there. He says, burn down the Senate and the House. Like, that's coming. I mean, you don't think that can happen, but that's – I've said it. But check this out, guys. Like, there are going to be repercussions. I mean, the Yemen raid alone is probably worth doing a few hearings on. And I'm sure that when the truth comes out, and the biggest people that are going to be involved in that should be the family of that Navy SEAL. I hope that they call for hearings and get the truth, because if the truth comes out on that whole raid, which we've already heard some truths, I think it's an impeachable offense. And I think we should start the process before even more damage is done. Like, I honestly think it's going to take maximum 2 years for us to get rid of this guy. And
I don't know if that is an impeachable offense.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure if the information is not there, it's going to be an impeachable offense.
I don't know. Like, it's really – like, there are really high guidelines to impeaching.
No, I understand that too. But his business interests alone should give question to people.
Well, remember one thing. Impeachment doesn't mean removal from office. It means bringing to trial.
Yeah.
Right, which I've argued with so many people about. If Bill Clinton was impeached and nobody wants to listen to me on it, that doesn't mean he was removed from office.
No.
Yeah. It just means the Congress said that we've impeached him and we're going to try and get
him out of office. I honestly think, I mean, the closest was Nixon and Clinton, like you said, but I think Trump is going to be the first president to actually be removed from office.
Yeah, Nixon quit before it could happen to him. But Clinton was officially impeached by Congress, but that's not like – that's only the first step to removal from office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was not removed.
Dungeon Buster brought up Dodd-Frank, but we'll get to that in a second. I'll talk about that too, Dungeon Buster. Anybody else have an item of the week, or did we pretty much cover?
I have another church billboard.
Oh, go for it.
This time it was on a ticker because this church is fancy. But it says it's a picture of a fuel gauge, and right next to it is in text is saying "feeling empty" or "feeling empty on faith." Either one of those, it doesn't really matter. But come in on Sunday for a fill up or something. Whatever. Yeah. I hate the idea that your life is somehow empty, meaningless unless you have Christ in it.
I know. I rail against religious people all the time because of that. Like, people think that if you don't have religion in your life, you don't have a moral compass, and it's just patently untrue. It's just nonsense. I don't understand. All right. What have you guys been playing? I've been playing my usual Marvel Puzzle Quest. I did get a couple new characters. I got Riri Williams, which is the new female Iron Man. I think I mentioned I got Black Bolt already, my first 5-star character, which is awesome. What else? I did something else, and I got something else. Oh, I championed Dr. Octopus, which is really cool. So some happenings going on in MPQ. Eric, what have you been playing?
Just more Dragon Quest VIII, and I haven't even written reviews because it's consumed my life. Or I have a better. I've been working late because of my job, of which actually I actually temporarily left my position because I actually fucked up my hands, and I think I've developed carpal tunnel. Now I'm going to see a doctor about it.
Shit, man! I hope it's not too severe.
Yeah, that sucks, Eric. That really sucks. All right. Breakman, what have you been playing?
There's these boxes I was missing. They were, like, super thick, so I had to pull on them really hard to get them to do what I needed to do.
All right, Breakman, what have you been playing?
I just said it in chat, but Clinton and Trump are both as equally sleazebaggy,
I agree.
Horrible pieces of shit human beings.
I totally agree.
Well, the thing is, they, in terms of just their general personality, but the thing, like I said in chat.
I'm talking about as far as to women.
Well, yeah, it's like, but it's, yeah, Clinton at least was a competent politician, and Trump is just a fucking nightmare all the way around.
Yeah, I actually agree. I did a lot of research on Bill
Trump. Trump is the mentality of a 3-year-old. He's literally a man-child.
Yeah. He's a nightmare.
No, like a man-child would be somebody who like plays video games all day and stuff. Like that guy would be cool.
No, those are just children.
He'd be too lazy to do anything.
Those are just children. Trump's
actually. He'd be like me. I'd be over. I'd like actually playing, like, no, like I'm almost to the next level.
These are like, kids who act like grown-ups.
Tell the Ayatollah to wait 5 goddamn minutes so I can finish this. I'm almost to the end.
I know. It's like, what's going to be funny is like assuming the American experiment survives Trump, which it is not a sure thing. It'll be interesting to see in the future when, you know, we have an elected, you know, like, you know, elected official, specifically in the president of, is going to be, a man who grew up playing, you know, video games.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be one of the things that he does.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Obama was the closest that we had to that, actually. But
yeah, he was definitely, like, with his
kids. Do you think at least Trump is the last president we'll have that? That will be of the older generation.
No, there's no friends out there. I'm hoping Bernie Sanders runs next election, but you know,
what will he be like 75 at that point? I don't know.
Care. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't see it going well.
Yeah, because as much as like people like they value the wisdom of the older generation, once you get to a certain age, we start worrying about your health.
Yeah,
because we have to. It's just the way of nature.
Well, then we should worry about Trump. He's 70 years old, so you know.
I didn't say we weren't. Like we're all hoping. I mean,
I know.
not to wish anybody ill.
No, Bill. Right, especially you know. Who we have in office now. But what have you been playing, Breakman?
I've been playing a lot of Fallout 4 and Tactics as usual, and I'm kind of confused in Fallout 4 as to why the popularity or the happiness of my settlement is going down. Like I've done everything for these goddamn miserable ingrates.
Well, that's the thing, that you didn't teach them self-sufficiency, and they expect you to do everything for them now, and since you're not doing it, they're all pissy.
Yeah, every time I leave, like, the happiness goes down, and then I come back, and the happiness goes up, and I'm just like I'm thinking about just killing all of you and starting over.
That's what I was saying. People are like, oh, the settlement option in Fallout 4, I'm like, that sounds awful. I mean, honestly, it really does sound like a terrible thing.
You know what's really fucked up in ActRaiser? In order to raise your maximum health, you have to raise the level of the population in the city, and the only way to do that is to improve the housing codes for buildings from like wood houses to stone houses, then to stronger houses than that. You have to cause intentionally cause earthquakes and kill people.
Yeah, or like you can send lightning down on them. So, although I don't think you're improving building codes so much. although that would be funny if, like, I've sent down 10 commandments from on high, detailing how you will, these are the 10 rules by which you must, you must build your freestanding structures. Like, nothing to do with morality. It's all to do with building codes.
Yeah, building code. That would have been much more useful.
It's like Earth getting just demolished because it was in the way of a galactic bypass.
Hyperspace bypass.
I understand. We're in the way of progress.
All right, Breakman, anything else?
The other thing I was actually playing was, for about a week, I was playing the Halo Wars beta. Halo Wars 2 beta. And I can't wait till that game comes out, even though the beta was exactly one map in one playstyle.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
It was a week of one map in one play type, but I played a lot, and I had a lot of fun with it. Because this was Halo Wars 2, if you don't know, everybody knows Halo is a first-person shooter. But Halo Wars in general is a strategy game, a real-time strategy game like StarCraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I heard it's kind of like baby's first RTS.
It is in a lot of ways. It's more of an easy. It is an easier RTS, but it has a lot of fun in multiplayer as far as like strategy, like advanced strategies and stuff like that. And that's what this beta was all multiplayer, and it was a different type of multiplayer than I'm used to from a lot of these strategy games, because the general strategy game is about building up your army and, waging war that way, conquering enemies' bases, killing all their units. This one was a fast-paced game. It was all about trying to get you into the fight faster, and there's a time limit and everything. And I had a lot of fun with it.
That's cool, man.
I hope my stats carry over because I was up to, like, level 10 or 11.
There you go. That's awesome, man. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, that's it.
Mug, what have you been playing?
Hey, Dungeon Buster says I liked the first Halo Wars. It was fun, RTS, and lore-filled turn for Halo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the single player was really like for RTS for babies. You're right. But when you get into multiplayer, when you're playing against people who have been playing for a while, like the strategies and stuff like that, there's a lot of cool stuff. And I've seen online there's some advanced strategies when I'm like, God damn it. I'm never going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to play these advanced people. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, those people just get really possible. Good, man. No question.
Like, I saw they're in the Halo franchise, they're the suicide grunts. Basically, when a grunt is scared, they decide it's time to kill themselves. They put grenades on, and they run, and just, like, they want to take you out with them.
Kamikaze style.
What?
Kamikaze style.
Yes. So what somebody did was there is like with one of the characters that you can use to one of the generals, one of the abilities is teleport. What he did was he teleported suicide grunts on the people, and he did something where they tried to escape and he teleported them right back into it. Damn it, I can't remember exactly how he did it, but it was really cool, and I hear feedback, and I'm going to shut up because I sound stupid.
No, that's fine, man. That's cool. All right, Mug, you're up.
All right. Mostly what I've been playing, I finished the main story campaign of Rise of the Tomb Raider, and when they had it's like, and it was a good game. I actually had a lot of fun with it. It's really, really easy. You just think if you're going to play it, you should probably play it on the harder difficulty, because one thing, there isn't, the poison arrows in that game are like stupidly overpowered. Like you fire it and it creates this poison gas cloud that probably has the equivalent of like a 5-foot radius, but it instantly kills any enemy in it and it doesn't affect you.
I love that. That's pretty awesome. That's actually,
yeah. It's really stupid. Stupidly overpowered, almost game-breakingly so.
I love video games. Yeah. Stuff like that, like kills everything around you, doesn't hurt you at all.
Yeah, I know. Well, what's interesting though about it, that's like I when they had that big sale going on PSN, like I got the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition for like the $4.90 something or whatever it was, and I also got the Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition. But I went back and I started up Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, and I was like, wow, it's subtle. But if you go back to the original one, the the amount of the visual upgrade in Rise of the Tomb Raider is like really, really remarkable, just because there's so many subtle changes that like the models have been greatly improved. Like they hold all these close ups on Lara's face while she's talking, and her facial animation is spectacular in the sequel.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it is very impressive. The storyline is not as good, I don't think, as the original, but it's like it just you looking at it and then going back to the original, even the definitive edition, which had like the it's like the big difference I think is the lighting. The lighting is much, much better in the sequel. And the original was no slouch; it looked fantastic when it was released, and it still looks pretty good now.
Yeah, they keep getting better and better with that stuff. It's not about graphics anymore; it's just allocating resources and lighting and
says the graphic four.
when you look at something like that for Tomb Raider to Rise of the Tomb Raider, it really kind of showcases like, okay, here's what here's where the differences lie between this generation and the previous one, because we were seeing like Tomb Raider came out near the end, relatively near the end of the previous generation, and it was a very good looking game for the 360 and the PS3. Yeah. Now, this one is a game that's coming out relatively late in the PS4 and Xbox One's life, and it looks fantastic. But if you go back and you compare them side to side, you can really tell the difference.
Yeah.
God, it is late in the life. Do you think this is the year, you think at E3 Xbox is going to maybe announce next system?
Yeah.
Well, Scorpio is the next system, despite Microsoft saying.
Yeah, but there's
really God. It really is the next thing, and I don't got another.
That sucks. Like I don't like. I don't.
It's gonna be $600 too. I tell you.
Yeah.
It's gonna be what?
$600.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to spend hundreds of dollars on a new system in another year or two.
All right, guys, let's move on. We got a mosey along.
Yes.
Yeah.
They should just wait another year or two.
We got a mosey along here, guys. Let's move on to our stinkos. Eric, I don't see a stinko for you.
Other than possibly having carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's something wrong with me, but I don't know if that's it. But the fact that something wrong with me is something.
Yeah.
I thought it was something that I could get over in a couple weeks, but I still have problems.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, your statement.
Have you seen the doctor about it?
I just said I made an appointment.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you say
weeks before I actually go, though.
Mm. Sorry. Mm. I didn't hear that part. Okay.
All right, Breakman, your stinko.
My stinko. You wanted to hear my stinko, didn't you, Frank?
I definitely do.
Okay, I talked about last week what happened. Not last week, 2 weeks ago, why I had to suddenly leave in the middle of the show, what happened to Mrs. Breakman's car and such, and how the police were investigating and going to find out what was going on. Well, within those 2 weeks, we found out the police decided to close the case without even telling us. They didn't do a lick of investigating, and when Mrs. Breakman called to talk to him, they made her cry because the guy was a total asshole.
Oh, how nice. That's
good. Yes. She was just trying to ask questions about what was going on, and he was acting like, this is ridiculous that you're calling. Like, why? Like, this is not a big deal. Who cares,
Not a big deal because it didn't happen to him or any of his family.
Yeah, he's like, no one was hurt. Like, just don't worry about it. Like, because money grows on trees for one thing. But not only that, like, there's a guy who's driving. You guys all saw the video I showed everybody. Like, there's a guy who's driving drunk or high out there. And the police don't want to investigate anymore.
Yeah, he could have killed your wife, man. That's insane.
Usually a lot of times she takes the dog with her. My dog could have been in the car with her, and dog could have been killed, she could have been killed, I could have been killed.
That's awful, man. I'm sorry to hear that, Breakman. So any other developments on that?
That's the thing. We have done a lot of investigating. We've gotten help from complete strangers, and we know who it is.
What?
We know where he lives. We know his name. We know his family. We can see him on Facebook and shit.
Oh.
And the cops still don't want to do anything because we didn't get a license plate that night. It was raining and dark, and the guy sped away.
Mm.
But because we didn't get a license plate that night.
All they got to do is look at the damage to the car and see the paint from your vehicle on it.
Yeah, even though we know exactly who it is. Like,
I mean, if you already have this information, even a very basic forensics investigation and examination would be able to, like, they go like, all right, yeah, we have reason to suspect that this guy is the guy who did it. Let's check his car out.
Yeah. Like, well, that sucks, Brakeman. Hopefully the insurance company's working for you.
Oh, do you want to get in the sweet ass?
Not quite. We'll get there. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Mug, your stinko of the week.
I've got a few. Like I said, you know, further attacks on the foundations of American democracy. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, one of the things that Trump has declared that he wants to do is enable churches to act like political action committees.
Yeah.
And remove all restrictions on churches being involved in the political process, like destroy separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
Church and what now? I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, I know.
Says every Trump supporter ever, apparently.
I know. It's like, it's a myth that was never intended. Never mind that we already know that that's not the case. But the oh my God, when it's like, I've seen this several times in the last few days. Like people, when I talk about this, it's like, you know, American democracy is being undermined by Trump, and it's like people who are like, well, it's a good thing America's a republic. It's like, we're fucking. It's like, oh God, it's a democratic republic. It's like, and I'm so fucking sick of these pedants. Like, you're not helping. You know, this is not a useful point to make. You're not arguing against anything that I've said. You're not arguing for anything that I've said. You're just being an ass.
I've seen a lot of that online. Like, I've seen that more of this election cycle than I think I've ever seen, as far as like people just being outright shitty to one another.
Yeah, but the other thing is, like, you know, the quote unquote Bowling Green massacre that didn't actually happen.
The one that Kellyanne Conway like was all over.
Just fabricated out of nowhere.
Oh, I heard she apologized and said, "I didn't mean to say massacre."
No, like, it's an
really, really, you didn't mean to say that. You know what you meant to say?
Alternative facts.
Yeah, I mean, it's complete horseshit. But the problem is, it's like, that in and of itself is bad enough. But people are, you know, making all these incredibly stupid and obvious jokes about, like, you know, like, you know, remember the, you know, the survivors of the Bowling Green massacre and all this kind of shit. I'm like, the problem is, okay, A, it's an incredibly obvious and stupid joke. You're not being clever. And B, by posting and sharing memes about this kind of stuff, treating it as if it actually did happen. Ignorant people are going to see that and use that, you know, subconsciously or consciously to bolster their you know, perception that, yes, this is a real thing that happened when it didn't.
You know, can I piggytail or coattail on that a little bit here, Mug?
Yeah, go ahead.
Something interesting happened in the last press conference with Sean Spicer about like the Iranian thing that Flynn, Michael Flynn, basically put Iran, quote, on notice, which I think is so third grade. Like, that's something directly out of Trump's mouth. He made a lie that was actually a big lie. He said that an Iranian, I don't know if it was frigate or something, attacked a United States submarine.
And like another bullshit story.
That was a bullshit story, and luckily one of the reporters caught him on that and made him correct. It wasn't anything to do with an American submarine. Like like they really want to go to war with Iran, so they'll fabricate
yeah,
things.
We're approaching Ministry of Truth shit.
Yeah, like, it's
like,
becoming
people like, you know, they quit making with the George Orwell comments and all that stuff. It's like, no, literally, this is shit he's doing.
No,
it's like straight out of the fascist playbook.
He is definitely a
always
fascist.
Always with Oceania.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Like, we are becoming a fascist state. Like, and then you guys, like Mug, I think you in particular, like we're just a few steps away from a dictatorship, man. I know that people aren't taking this part of it seriously, but these are the same people that didn't think Trump had even a halfway chance of winning the presidency. And I'm telling you,
Frank, to be fair, most of us didn't.
I know.
I know you did. You did. I'm not saying you didn't, because you definitely did.
You
held steadfast. You always did.
But I
definitely thought there was never a chance in hell.
I'm telling you, Brakeman, there are just a few more steps that Trump needs to take, and he's been doing executive orders left and right. I mean, what's to stop him from doing – like, he's already threatened Mexico with our military without congressional approval. He's made one of our staunchest allies wary of us. Like, these are definite warning signs of a dictatorship, man. Like, he is getting closer and closer to declaring himself a supreme dictator, much in the way that Putin kind of took over Russia. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was supposed to be – like, if you look at their press, he won't answer a question unless they have a sign that he knows is friendly. So there's voter suppression. There's press suppression. There's worker suppression. There's wage suppression. Like, all of these things line up with making a dictatorship come to fruition.
See, the thing is, like, as far as like attacking the media, like he's playing on the fears and some of the realities of being on the right, that the media is left leaning.
Yeah.
Well, it's been widely stated, like, facts have a liberal bias, but the thing is, you know, attacking the Fourth Estate. You know, the news media is the watchdog of democracy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. It's supposed
right.
to be.
But,
yeah,
he's playing off the fears of a lot of right-wing people. I've seen the liberal slant. We all know it exists, but at the same time, he's using this as a scapegoat. And he's playing off the fears of people who have lived on right and seen this left-leaning news, and they've gotten the fears in their head that everything they read now is a lie. He's taking total advantage of this.
Yeah. And that's the whole alternative
fact thing.
Yeah, Dungeon yeah. Buster.
The alternative fact saying that, you know, the liberal media is lying to you. Here is what really happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for a lot of right-leaning people, they hear alternative fact, and to them that means fact.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean alternative. It doesn't mean somebody's lying to you, because they think they are already being lied to.
Right, and yeah. Fake news plays a big part in it,
and
too.
And people like me already know I'm being lied to left and right by everybody.
No question.
So I
no
just,
question. Dungeon Master says the media is, quote, the opposition party, according to Bannon. So this plays right into a fascist fucking dictator state. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how else to put it.
And like, his supporters actually fucking calling the media the Lügenpresse.
Oh, my God. When I heard that.
The lying press.
Yep. It takes us right back to 1942. It really does, man. Like we are teetering on the brink of a dictatorship. And if we don't do something about it, like, these protests have been awesome. Like, the Muslim ban protests in all the airports. Dungeon Buster brought it up. Like, this is – like, there's a difference, Brakeman, from what you're thinking and what is actually happening now. You're right.
Wait, what?
Like, hold on. You're right when you say, like, when one party gets into power, the other party just bitches about it left and right, right? Like,
well, right.
But – the difference being –
well, I did say this was this time is different. I did say
way
that.
Way different. You're right. It is different. And when you have people in mass going to these airports, and you have a lot of Trump supporters, I've seen a lot of Trump supporters saying, hey, Mr. President, please stop saying these things. I voted for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So –
There's a hashtag, like hashtag Trump regrets and stuff like that.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah,
people, all these people on Twitter who are like, you know, I voted for Trump and now I'm fucking pissed off.
Right.
Like, you know,
Twitter's
what?
One of the things that makes this more extreme. Like, yeah. and the president adds to it by constantly tweeting.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. What kind of gets me
like
about
I complained about Obama always wanting to be a television star, you know, like he spent a lot of time doing television shows and being in the media. When I think he should have been trying to be leader.
Yeah.
Trump's doing the same thing times 20.
Yeah.
Well, Trump has the same problem that Richard Dawkins does. But it's like in a slightly different way. Dawkins gets in trouble on Twitter because, you know, what he deals with is stuff that requires nuance. Mm-hmm. And there's no nuance on Twitter because you only have 140 characters. And Trump just doesn't give a shit about nuance.
Right.
You know, he's not trying to communicate with people. He's, you know, talking at them.
Yeah.
He is trying to run this country like a business. And I really thought there were going to be a lot more people opposing him. I am completely – that's another thing that's totally shocked me is how many people have lined up behind him.
I know. I mean, it's amazing.
I cannot believe it. Like you would.
I don't think anything's going to stop him. To be perfectly honest, I don't think anyone's going to take. You know, like anyone who can really do something. I don't think that the Republicans in Congress are going to. You know, I don't think enough of them are going to show dissent from him to actually do something about.
You know who's going to stop him?
And I don't understand. Like I think you're right.
I think you're right.
I know money always plays a factor, but I thought a lot of the companies that are paying these senators and representatives, you know, the money would say, hey, we don't want Trump.
I would agree with that, actually. And actually, you are getting a little bit of opposition, especially with his Mexico stance on a lot of these businesses. When you start mentioning a 20% tax, those businesses aren't going to want to do that because then they're going to have to raise the rates to people, and people are going to stop. But once our minimum wage jobs start running out and we're not able to purchase these cars and all this type of thing, that's when it changes. You asked the question, Mug. You kind of framed it right. Nobody's going to stop Trump except for one thing. American people are going to stop Trump. That's who's going to stop Trump. Whether or not he becomes a dictator, it matters not, and it might involve a lot of casualties. It might involve a lot of protest, but that's who's going to stop this president, man. Not Republicans, not Democrats, people.
The people in this country, the quote, the people. They're not going to be able to do anything about him directly unless someone decides to assassinate him, which I'm not telling you to fucking do that.
Right. Don't do that.
You're listening. NSA listening in on this. No, I'm not telling anybody to fucking assassinate Trump.
No.
I would not be sorry to hear that he had a heart attack and passed away, though.
Right. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about putting up a resistance, not the one that Keith Olbermann keeps talking about in his – his awesome little vignettes on GQ. I'm talking about people actually standing up and saying, no, you know, we're not going to take this shit anymore. If it takes protests, it takes protests. If it takes people dying at those protests, then it takes people dying at those protests. What those people did in Standing Rock, you haven't seen anything yet until you've seen the protests that happened from this point forward. Like, this is the beginning of the iceberg, guys. Like, we are in for a titanic reckoning here. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't subscribe to any of that. But it is going to take a lot of casualties on our streets with police, with the military, with people getting really upset at what this president is not only capable of doing, but actually doing, what, 2 weeks into his presidency. So
yeah, what needs to happen is that, I mean, you need to have enough of the Congress people who are willing to break away from the, you know, they need to vote country over party.
Right. Right.
And I'm hoping, I mean, like, I'm hoping that we will get there, but it needs to happen soon.
Cement his
position.
I know there are some Republicans who are higher up that have opposed him a bit, but not as much as I thought they would.
Yeah, but I mean, like, and I'm grateful for, you know, for people like John McCain.
I was going to say John McCain,
Lindsey Graham of all people.
Right.
Like, this is, you know, Lindsey Graham's from my state.
Yeah.
And never been a man I particularly admired, but I have to respect the fact that it's like he is, you know, it's like he's a conservative. He's a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, yes, but he fucking hates Trump.
Yeah.
And I look at that as like, okay, I disagree with you on almost everything, but I can respect that you know that what's going on here is not good for anybody, not your party, and not for the American people.
Right. One final point I want to make. If he's not
MXT says the Rebel Alliance will be crushed because he's supporting Trump in chat apparently. Yeah. Like everyone else, the Rebel Alliance.
Well, no, he's channeling Emperor Palpatine.
Palpatine. Yeah. One final point. It's either going to take an impeachment and a removal from office, which I think is a distinct possibility. And assuming Trump doesn't take dictatorial steps.
I don't know. Like, I don't think he's done anything yet that could get him impeached.
I think
that, I honestly don't. Everything that I've seen that he's planning to do,
I think
may hate it,
no.
I don't think that – I don't see anything he's done or he's planning to do that could get him impeached.
I think that Yemen raid is pretty strong, man. I think once the truth comes out on that and we find out that
I think maybe if we go into the women more that he molested and raped over the years.
That's
maybe
another
if we
one.
Could get well, something
that's,
like
that's,
that.
That's not going to do anything because if that were going to do anything at all, it would have happened already.
Yeah, but I think there's
point.
More to that.
Because as always, when women complain about a man in power attacking them,
look,
they're silenced.
There's a thing called Death Op Eaters on Twitter with Anonymous. Anonymous knows a lot about what happened with Donald Trump and Bill Clinton and the women that they allegedly raped. There's a lot of evidence to support those.
I know you like to be in the more less judgmental and stuff like that, but I wholeheartedly believe that both of them too are rapists.
I am leaning towards that way for sure, but
I'm rapists, and I think maybe child molesters.
Yeah, and there is
Trump's got the rapist vote locked down.
Yeah,
I mean he, for God's sakes, he was in his first divorced against his first wife she accused him of raping him, and his response is, I can't rape her because we're married.
Yeah.
No, we're married. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I can't believe that wasn't a part of the election process at any point. I never saw that come up.
Yeah, she retracted that. You're talking about not Ivanka. What's her name? I can't remember her name.
His first wife, yeah.
Ivana?
Ivana Trump.
No, even before her.
I wasn't sure if she was first. No.
Ivana was the one. Yeah.
Was she first?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
She was the one he was married to during the Reagan era.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Just look up the Epstein brothers and Death Op Eaters Anonymous, and you can find all the information that you need right there. It's enough. It really is enough.
These two men were best friends with a child molester on a rape plane. Like, they flew often with him, and that's documented proof.
Yeah, yeah, there's
but
documentation.
The fact that this stuff never gets brought up in the media, and when it does, it gets, I don't know. Like, it just gets completely passed over. Like, here, this is a story, and then we don't hear about it again.
I wish they would do more on that Breakman. But that's – I mean, these news outlets are scared.
And Marla Maples.
That's
her name. Thank you, MXT. Marla Maples was his first one.
Yeah,
yes.
But I think it was Ivana that it came out in court that he forced himself upon her, and she later retracted. We need to move on to Sweetos.
You're probably right about that,
yeah. Let's move on to our Sweetos of the Week. Mug, let's start with you.
Yeah, well, I told you guys before that I was finally able to go and get some dental work taken care of, and I got the wisdom tooth is coming out in a few weeks, but I got the first one, got my fillings taken care of and everything, and one of the teeth was yanked, as my back molar on the top left. I got that taken out, and boy, was that tooth fucked up.
Yeah.
I kept it, but other than a little, I had some excessive bleeding for. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, actually. Just I wanted to see, because I'd felt that this tooth had problems. It had this big old gap in it. But no, it had really severe decay. And just because of my financial situation, I wasn't able to get anything done about it. And I didn't realize that Medicaid covers extractions and fillings. So, like, when I found a dentist that actually takes, you know, new adult Medicaid patients.
Wow,
which is a very hard thing to do. If you've ever tried to do it, you'll know.
Right.
But yeah, I found one that she took care of it, and my fillings are done. One of the teeth is gone, so it's just the wisdom tooth that has to come out on like March 2nd.
That's awesome, man. That's cool.
Yeah, so I was pleased with that.
You're getting in really quick too. Usually when I get a dentist appointment, it's like I'll get it now and it'll be if I was to get it now, it would probably be May.
Well, one of the main things that actually really impressed me about it, because, like, you know, one of the things when they do the extraction, this tooth was like really severely rooted. Like, they actually had to break one of the prongs to get it. Yeah, I mean, I was numbed all the way up. I felt nothing. But it's like I had. They were like, okay, they sutured me up and everything. I'm just like, but I had a lot of bleeding for several hours after. And they were, and so I called at like 4:20 or so, and I was like, yeah, I'm still having the bleeding. What should I do? She's like, well, can you get down here? It's like, yeah. So, and it's like, all right. But she came in. Basically, it's like I got there at almost 5 because she had gone to pick up her kid. But she drove back to take a look at me and make sure I was doing okay and everything. I was just like, this is above and beyond, like, after hours, you know, work from a Medicaid accepting, you know, medical professional. Like, that shit doesn't happen. So I was impressed with that.
No doubt, because usually with Medicaid, like, the doctors just want to get you in and out because they know it's going to be hard for them to get paid from the government.
Yeah, but now I was very impressed. Everything that I've done so far is probably around $1,600. Of which I've only had to pay like 10, and I'll have to pay another $340 when I go in to get my wisdom tooth taken out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, where it's like, and at that point, it will probably be around $2,000 to $2,100 worth of dental work that I'm paying, like $13 for. It is.
Wow. First of all, I want to know, why is medical so expensive in the first place?
Oh, I know the reasons for that. We're going to have to do that another week, man.
There's Big Pharma is one thing, but they're not the only ones.
Big Pharma, like,
they get all of the blame, but they are not the only ones.
No,
there's a lot of administrative issues.
Yeah,
within the medical,
that was what I was going to say. It's Big Pharma is probably about half of it is Big Pharma, and the other a good
I'd say a third. I don't even think a half.
I think it is predominantly a medical field issue.
Next week, mark that down, Eric. We'll talk about that next week. I'll get into that because there's a couple problems. The Big Pharma's one, and you talking about administrative, and then you're right, Breakman. It's about
all these the companies that make the hardware, like the shit. Why am I coming up with a blank right now? Like the CAT scan machines
Like Siemens is a big medical right. like supplier.
Yep. We'll talk about it, guys. Trust me. We'll have plenty to talk about next week.
Why are you trying to shush us, Frank?
Well, because
who do you work for, Frank?
I'm working for myself
Wait a minute. What's going on here, Frank?
Yeah, exactly.
He's
I'm getting paid by Big Pharma.
Doesn't he?
I definitely.
No, I don't think this is about that. I think Frank's working for the man.
Yeah, no.
I definitely have.
Here's an alternative fact for you guys. I do have a date tonight. How about that? Breakman.
Which would mean it's a lie.
You son of a bitch. It's not a lie. Breakman. Sweeto.
Okay. My Sweeto, I've got two of them.
Catch me outside. How about that? Go ahead.
I'm going to kill you.
What did you just say?
I said,
catch me outside. How about that?
You never heard that, Breakman?
I ask. Oh, my God.
I never saw that.
Catch me outside. How about that?
You are missing absolutely nothing.
No, it's awesome. Look it up.
No,
I'm sorry, our listeners.
Every time you play harmonica, I'm going to say, catch me outside. How about that? All right, Breakman. Go ahead. Catch me outside. How about that? You son of a bitch. Breakman, go ahead.
Wait, if he does it like a long note, does that mean you have to do it like really slow and make it longer?
Catch me outside. How about that? All right, go ahead, Breakman.
Well, since the cops weren't doing anything, we contacted the insurance. And her insurance agent is actually a friend of mine and her brother's. More his friend, but I mean, me and him hung out, and he's on my Xbox account and stuff like that. But he did some investigating, and he was able to, with the facts that we were able to give him and stuff like that, he was able to contact this guy's other insurance, and now there's a full investigation going on through the insurance.
Yeah.
What did you say? Well, why don't you come in here and say it and explain it better than I can?
Yeah, bring on Mrs. Brakeman, man. That's,
yeah, they want you in here. Come here.
Hey, did we ever do in here?
Did we ever do what?
Tell her if she doesn't come in there, catch me outside. How about that?
God.
Yeah, we're doing Sweetos now.
Yeah, we're doing Sweetos now, oh. Eric. Catch me outside. How about that? How about that?
I think we went so off.
Come in here because I can't explain it.
Yeah, Mrs. Brakeman, come on.
Here.
Infinitely more interesting than Mr. Brakeman.
I just want you to explain it real quick.
Yeah, here we go, finally. Mrs. Brakeman's debut.
You, tell him what happened because I can.
He's fucking drunk.
This is not news.
This is not news to us, Mrs. Brakeman. Mrs. Brakeman making her first appearance on RP Grinders. Okay, what happened, Mrs. Brakeman? Not, because
she was on the show a few weeks ago.
What? No, not when I was.
A few months ago.
Well, see, but either way, I mean, you've been on before.
Yeah, but not with me. That doesn't count.
I was never formally introduced, I don't think.
Oh, see. How about to catch me outside? How about that?
Fucking beat you.
All right, Mrs. Brakeman,
since the police weren't doing jack or shit to help me find this guy, from the information I found online, I got dude's name and address, and my insurance agent, which, like he said, is a family friend, contacted the liability department of Nationwide, and they actually, you know, ran his name and found what insurance he's under, and are pursuing him as of now. I don't know all the information or what's going to happen, but hopefully...
You know, Mrs. Brakeman, I know exactly what you wanted to tell that guy. You wanted to tell him, catch me outside. How about that?
Seriously wanted to burn down his house, honestly. See?
I'm about to burn down Frank's house at this point.
Yeah, I'm about ready to burn my own house down, man. That's about the size of it. But that's cool, Mrs. Brakeman. I hope, we're all hoping that you guys, like, get that shit taken care of. That we saw the video. Yeah. We were all super appalled. I can't even believe he didn't stop. It's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Like, and that's what bothers me the most. I mean, that he didn't even care to check and see if someone was inside the car. Like, that's what hurt my heart the most. Hey, and that's why I couldn't not pursue this.
Right. Before you go, Mrs. Brakeman, just if you really want to irritate Mr. Brakeman, just have him pronounce some Japanese names. It works every time.
It is highly entertaining.
It is very entertaining. You'll get a big, big laugh out of it. And so will we. Make sure you record it, too, so we can play it on air. That'd be awesome.
Okay, I'll try to remember to do
that. Yeah, and don't tell him we told you that. Just do it out of the blue. Say, can you please say this? Like, hand him a card, and, you know, with a bunch of Japanese.
Yeah, just Japan. Just find some Japanese names. Yeah,
Japanese.
Especially
names.
Multiple. If they have multiple vowels next to each other, those are the ones he has most trouble with.
Those are the ones right there. Yeah, highly.
All right, I'll try to do that tonight.
Okay, perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
Here he is. Yep, Take care.
Thanks for being on the air, Mrs. Brakeman.
No problem. Bye.
Wow, an impromptu interview with the lovely Mrs. Brakeman, who's going to be the next Mrs. Branches. Brakeman doesn't know that. Brakeman, are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
Dick.
Okay. There you are.
I heard that.
I think I meant for you to hear that. Okay, let's
hear with those alternative facts. Sir.
Right, alternative facts. That was an alternative fact, man. Eric, your Sweeto of the Week.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah?
MXD in chat would like to say, we haven't had a woman on the show since Kaijudo.
Oh, that's low. MXD,
that's the best thing you've ever said.
That is plus up for you.
Long-time listeners know me and Kaijudo, like, are probably the –
We're rivals.
God, you guys totally. Much.
We're like the online rivals.
I never knew you guys didn't like each other. That's really weird.
No, it's we don't not like each other. It's just
we fucking despise each other.
No, like it's not ill will. It's just I don't know.
Yep. All right, Eric. You're sweet on this.
Eric. I actually forgot what my original one is, but I will say that I've taken care of a couple things like hard drive space issues.
Awesome. That's cool, man.
Oh, I remember what yours was, or like you said the one that I was happy about, PS4 getting the
built-in. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
PS4's finally getting external drives.
That's really cool. That's
awesome.
Which is great because that means I can get a decent, external, USB 3.0 drive and use that to fill out the. Because the one I've got is a stock 500 gig, which is not enough for a PS4.
Yeah. I'm just gonna use my old PS4's drive as an external backup.
MXT says making grinders great again. So there you go. It was always great, MXT. It's never been not great. All right. My sweeto of the week is I know you guys hate it, but that reminded me of that Catch Me Outside. How about that? Like, to me, it's just funny shit. Like to me, that's just funny. I like
it's because your sense of humor is broken.
Oh, shut up! I'm walking off the show. Catch Me Outside. How about that? All right. And then water. I mean,
wait,
this is
Frank. We never did a like. Games of the year for last year.
We did not. I didn't think there was a point to me doing it because I really didn't have a chance to play.
It's February.
The rest of us haven't.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that maybe at another time, Eric. Let me get through this.
We got other stuff to worry about.
Yeah, we got to get through this. We might do a quick instead of maybe Stinkos or something 1 week. We'll do that, Eric, because I think that is important. There are some games that need to be mentioned on the show, but. Water is Lube. That's a sweeto for sure. And Breakman's Japanese. I love it. So those are my sweetos of the week. Pretty awesome. No lols this week. You guys.
Wait, those weren't lols to you? They were sweetos?
They were definitely sweetos.
They made him. They made him happy in his happy place.
Can we put off the Resident Evil movie review until next week? Because I saw part of it. I want to finish it up. The beginning had promise.
How did you see part of it?
I'm not going to tell you how I saw part of it. I blame Freak 5 Chaos for that.
I blame Torrance.
Yeah.
Mrs. Breakman just handed me something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, what did she hand you?
I don't know if we should get to
this.
Ass?
What did she hand
she
you?
Handed you she, handed him his, she handed him his own ass.
Yes.
I'll say one thing that wasn't actually that about the movie.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Eric.
I think it's stupid that the preview reels were split between 3D and not 3D. It was like, okay.
All right.
But I will say that I'm more interested in seeing Guardians of the Galaxy 3D.
Yes.
Or Volume 2 3D, because it looks actually good. And I was hoping that Resident Evil would be good in 3D, but they really kind of squandered the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was very flat. It was some of the flattest 3D I've ever seen. Wow.
Eric. I mean, I'm sorry, Breakman. What did your wife hand you, man? What did she hand you?
I think she wanted me to read this one.
Yes, read it. Read what do you have?
I'll give you the review for Split, though.
Hold on, Eric. Hold on.
Which one?
Breakman.
Just Breakman. Any of them?
Yep, read them.
Anata wa Watashi o...
I love it.
Hi, shitty Umatsu ka?
Is Mrs. Breakman like laughing right now? Is she?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Wait. Where are you supplying these Japanese words from?
I have no idea,
Japanese,
but it's awesome.
Phrases. It has the kanja and it has the.
Oh my god!
Which
this is awesome.
Kanji, right?
Kanji. This is awesome. You know what I meant?
I smoked
this. Hey, what do you guys say? What, we need to get Mrs. Breakman involved in a segment on the show. Like, every week she puts together, like, three words that – like, three names or words that Breakman has to say every week. This is awesome.
There's more if you want me to do this.
I wonder if we'd be more successful if we try to get Breakman to say German words.
Wait, do you know what I was trying to say, Moria?
Yes, I know exactly what you were trying to say.
What did I say?
I didn't quite catch the last of it, but it was like, you know, anata wo aishiteru or aishitemas, which would mean like, you know, it's a very stilted way of saying I love you.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I'll always love you or something.
Yeah. I was trying to say, do you love me?
Watashi wo aishiteru ka, aishitemasu ka. Yeah, which means, yeah, be like, do you love me?
Let's do another one here.
Yeah, one more.
Anata nashi de doshitara e nodisu ka.
Awesome. What does that mean?
Anata, what, repeat that. It's like anata wa anata wo.
Anata nashi de doshitara
ii. Oh, anata nashi. Anata nashi doshitara ii no. In this guy, it literally means what would I do without you?
Oh,
exactly right.
Mrs. Breakman is on point, man. This needs to happen. Mrs. Breakman needs to have you read something every week on air, man. This has to happen. MXT says Mrs. Breakman just messaged me, wanted an MXT shirt. They're available for $99.95. autographed for $149.97. Dungeon Buster says pass the kanja, man. And Freak 5 says, LOL, Mrs. Breakman sexed me. So there you go.
No, that one's not funny, you bastard.
It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
Although, to be fair, it is hilarious to imagine Freak having sex in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, exactly. Except with his hand, maybe. But, you know, even that's hilarious, to be honest with you. All right.
Yeah. Anytime he tries to jerk off, his hand goes numb. And it's like, I've got it. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why Eric has carpo tunnel. We didn't even look at that possibility.
Oh, so. Hey, look, let me do this one. Hagu tokisu? Oh, one more.
It's three words. It's hagu tokisu, which is hug and kiss.
Hug and kiss.
It says hug and kisses, but it shows there's one word, too.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Japanese doesn't...
And the kanja.
English does.
That is fantastic. Spacing
like English does.
Yep. Hmm. I think it's you know what? You need to get an extra pair of headphones. You and Mrs. Breakman need to do Japanese pronunciation segment on the show.
I could just take the headphones out and we could do it on the mic.
Yeah, you guys can do that too. That would be awesome, man. We're going to do that. That's her assignment for next week, more Japanese with Mr. and Mrs. Breakman. That's awesome. Hey, guys, we are out of time. Please save your reviews for next week. Eric, I know you want to do your review a split, but I really have to go here in a few minutes. So if you wouldn't mind, let's hold off on those until next week, even if we have to.
I'll probably have three reviews at that point.
That's fine. That's fine.
Because of the other Stan Lee Presents video.
With my apologies, Eric, and also Mug, my apologies to you for your review of Hidden Figures and Resident Evil and Rise of the Tomb Raider.
I thought it was Hidden Fences.
Hidden Figures.
Never mind.
Yeah.
No, it's...
If you guys don't mind, do you have a problem with that, Mug, or do you, you know, can
yeah,
you
it's
do
fine.
It? Okay, cool. Without
I
further
ado... I did a Hidden Figures review.
Yeah, I know you did, but other people like to do their own reviews too, Eric. So we'll get to that next week.
Oh, I didn't know Mug had his down. Never mind.
Next week, we are going to do about a 45-minute to an hour, or at least I am, edition of Grindr Dance Party right after the show. So if you guys want to stick around for that, it'll take me a few minutes to get set up. Please bring your request because I'm going to need a ton. I'm a little rusty.
This is next week?
Yep, next week. I'm a little rusty.
And Frank, I'll do you a solid and I'll just not report any news that week, even if there's news to report.
That would be cool, unless there's something super...
I'll put it on the list, but we don't have to do them.
Okay, that sounds really cool, man. That way we can get to you guys' reviews, we can do a free-for-all topic, and I can get right into Grindr Dance Party, which I think will be awesome. So I'll do about 45 minutes to an hour next week, depending on the vibe. Please join me in chat next week. Tell your friends for any and all things Grindr. If they want to, if even your friends don't have to be a fan of the show, send them on in the chat and put a link in there on YouTube. I will play
send your enemies to listen to us.
Oh my God, I have plenty of those. So
like, I'm fairly certain that this podcast has been outlawed by the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, real quickly, Mug, your plugs, please.
Yes, you can find me on basically anything at Moriamug, MORIYAMUG. Also, check out Good Bad Flicks on YouTube. They have some awesome videos if you like movie stuff at all.
Yep. All right.
Ah, shit. Trump just passed an executive order. He just banned RP Grinders.
Oh, wow. Hell.
Yeah, but Trump is actually the embassy, so that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, from now on, we're going to be known as the RP Grinders. Grinders. So there you go. Let's see. MXT as president
like
is greater than
now.
Real quickly, Freak 5 says MXT as president is greater than DQ8. And then let's see. But I wouldn't vote for him unless his only other opponent was Frank. You're exiled, Freak. Eric, your plugs, please.
My Patreon page, which I just put up in chat, but it will always be in the summary. But actually, I don't think I've done that. I'm going to start doing that. But and there's the sites I write for, BostonBashForGay.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com. Hopefully by Sunday in the start of the next Orange Lounge Radio, the review of Kara no Shoujo 2 will be up. And there's also GameTactics.com and NOSGamers.com.
Awesome. Dungeon Buster says, rock on, RP Grinders, the voice of RPG Freedom. Breakman.
The voice of true facts as opposed to alternate facts.
Exactly. Let's see.
Yeah, I prefer actual facts as opposed to true.
Right.
Actual, yeah.
Breakman, your plugs, please.
You can follow me at RP Grinders and at Break_Man.
All right.
And you can follow Mrs. Breakman at Mrs. Breakman. Is it underscore Breakman?
I think there's an underscore in there. I'm pretty sure there's an underscore.
She doesn't even know.
Yeah.
There may be an underscore or there may not be.
Yeah, just look up Mrs. Breakman. You'll find it. It's a fun follow on Twitter. Let's see. My plugs are to all the chatters. Dungeon Buster is in there. Freak 5. MXT was in there. If I'm missing somebody, let me know. And catch me outside. How about that? No.
I got a breaking report. Trump executive order. I'll be allowed to harmonica anywhere we want.
Yes.
No.
Wait, that's a good order.
That is an awful order. That's the worst. You're exiled, Eric.
Trump, it's a stop clock thing. He'll occasionally do something right.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
is a good point.
Oh, my God.
Every once in a while, he's going to make it.
Follow at RP Grinders for sure. Send us in comments. Make sure you tell us how much you hate harmonica and how much you hate Moriamug. That would be awesome.
The thing is, I already have two listeners of our five that – love the harmonica, love the harmonica and the whole dungeon.
Oh, and you son of a bitch! you know what it is? So, is that money that you keep giving them, man? That
you're outvoted. That's my point.
Yeah, once we get money out of RP Grinders, that'll be that'll go by the wayside, man. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We want to see you back here next week. Stay safe this week. Until then, we are out. Holy dungeon! I do it better.
Can't do it right.
Holy dungeon!
Holy dungeon!